intermediate state after death, but also Buddhism provides a method, technique, that during that state, intermediate state after death, between rebirth, your mind is capable of experiencing various different things. And as a result of such, Buddhism provides a method to also liberate at that moment after death. If one, again, is acknowledged, informed well of such, such a remedy, such a method, that very method is so skillful, so supreme. And the liberation is such a possible at that moment that it is even more possible, so to speak, at the living state of when we have body, than at the bodily state, applying such method, the liberation is more possible if one is really well acquainted with such a technique or method.
Bena, the condition is the same as the same. Bena, the same. On the shed under which country is Nang but the number six love song, the number Emil Madeba, that Suinaya, the Yamsunyon Tubachi, and a Yunguyor, yes. Then a tea, Tanda Sheva and Singi, then a Tandig, neck up, soon be neck up lay, Kabar to Pagwachi, then a lay lauch, Hakotum, the Yora or Say, the Kansi or Senna, then a Maran Tanda, soon be neck up la, then a sem. Sam Koran the chick, but it in a year, send the Julusha al tenores. Then be matse, then it tell a ten Bena Maranzu Lucem ni Koran Charlie Cheyondu. Then it bena chig. Then it da Maranzu da soak da terror exatat and de Yula. Then it Sosuk and Zimbata. Shinsada, Tendes Chidu, then to the number gondola. Benata, Pesce Chogres, Benata, Kora, Kizik Zamjimado, Bed Samba to the number gondola, Dakasore, Yingne. Hagosuma, Yunguyores. Te indu, Tesunza, Te Yingi Yingi Tin Nane, Jack Tassem Ginello, I'm so sick and one egg, Ranshin, the Jick Dog or Samna Yang. Then it taught to Yag Kokap, Shirakale Congress. Hakosonga Ranging. Then it how? Yeah, that is this.
So the very experience of the bodily state or intermediate state happens to everybody, to the Buddhist or to non-Buddhist. It should not be regarded as such that it is only the Bodo state is experienced towards the only a Buddhism and so forth. And the reason why, again, that it was explained earlier that the technique or the method of the liberation during the Bodo state is greater than during a living state when we have this body, is that when we are alive, when we have body, that mind is a dependent, or mind has that develop a connection to a solid form, which we call its body. To this solid form, which is the component of the aggregates or the skanda. And since mind has that very a connection, although we work towards the recognizing very nature of our mind as a connection, a bond between the body and mind at living state, one has all the conflicting emotions such as the tremendous attachment, grasping towards the, that connection of body and mind to body and of the rest of the external phenomena. As a result to that tremendous attachment and grasping, regardless of how much, again, one is motivated toward the understanding, recognizing the nature of mind, as a power of the attachment, that it becomes harder to go deep into really experiencing the very nature of the mind. And in addition to that, when we have a physical form, that we are very much again attuned. We are very much again grasping and attached to all the physical sensations that we experience, and those does prevent us from recognizing the very nature of mind. Because how does it prevent us from recognizing the nature of mind is that our mind is constantly distracted towards the sensuous pleasures, and as a result to that we are unable to
아니 하나 단다 동을 기 대화 주는 선배 레와다 근데 동을 다 전스 동을 용거를 선배 그 도바 체네 뒤에도 니게 딱 거랑은 할 수 있네 근데 용거요 레스 대소자 배나 코 코랑 운에게 고갑다 맞서는데 용거요 말해서 정신 그 고갑다
And a result to that, we are unable to concentrate even one moment without the distraction. And we are unable to concentrate one moment without those distraction. So where there is distraction, one cannot possibly recognize the nature of mind. And in addition to those all distractions, that when during our living state, we have a tremendous expectation. We have, again, tremendous fear, expectation towards the material success, so forth, fame, possession, and wealth. And we have also fear of every situation in samsara, particularly now as our subject is being on disease and illness, all those fear. And in short, any suffering, any type of suffering. So we are constantly, again, dealing with the hope or expectation and fear.
Oh, then this to do, then run shingi, moshi and the partial. Anne, Bana Yamne, the tumbazi in a young. Then it Yamne, the tungazi in a young. Yamne, the tune, Dorna, Tinzuta, Mada Masuna, Gem, the struggle, the Masuna, Cheney, Anne debit, Casaware, Sosuke, that Semdineluti. The hakotuyaji gugyo res akosuma that ben forced must not change ota pardu ge nega dabuji ina tene tande ge ben lu sagje ge lu yebe ge tende ge da tenzu yo mares akoso yo mare tim mebe matse be ge da machine dogo dikol shege ni da pardu la jamba mangbuji tsege yo re shege inde tene yo mare matse bege banata bardo dangbyo ge nega tenzula ina tene korang onege bena zowe ge ma ge ba tanda ngana zu tande ge lude bena sombyo ge nega sul nyamne na sing ge che zowa ma ge ba korang ran sing ge sem korang ge ne lude doksia yong ge yedu hago songa tene sose ge bena moshi tumatub ji ge kese re ma do Gom Guguyo, Maragus, Che Guguyo, Maragan Guguyo, Mares. Tell a tene, ane, that opportunity to Masna, Tando Shuk Che, you said, and that it is.
And so, as such, that during our living state, when we have this body, that even if one try to struggle toward the enlightenment, applying various technique of the meditation, various means, with effort and diligence, that it is still harder because we are depending upon the physical form and we are being constantly distracted by the senses, physical senses, and also that interrupted or hindered by the fear and expectation. Whereas that during this state of the bardo, there is no this solid physical body that mind depends on. And in addition to that, the actual experience that there is no struggle toward experiencing the ultimate nature of the mind, that it happens or it is there effortlessly. And in our living state, one has to put a tremendous effort to really experience, to get into that state of the ultimate nature, but whereas during this bardo state, you are there in very much in ultimate state, And speaking about the Bardo state, of course, there are many different states or levels, which Rinpoche will be speaking about the different level of Bardo, first stage, second stage, so forth this afternoon. But basically, right now, that Rinpoche wants you to understand that why it was said that in Bardo state, the possibility of the liberation is greater, is that it is a question of recognizing that very ultimate state that you are in. You are there effortlessly, but if you do not recognize, then you are unable to experience. But if you recognize right there, so it is becomes so effortless in the Bardo state.
Ta tsawe ke tana ta suyi na yang tani tanda ngana tsu tande ke kasore sumbyu ne ga ko tani ke ga tani na wa ta chiwe ke dongal ten su la tani dongal ma chong ge de suyu ru ba de ye na ya tani ba de suyu ma de ye na ya tani dongal thi ge ta kasore ba kuna tu cikle overwhelming energy sikhen do khang khang che yam den de ma yin ba che ge den ne tana thon tham be ne lu la so su thon tham be ne lu sinare so su ge ngon ne ge thon tham ka so re ngo ma ge so su ne su khang yin ba te la den ne gyu wa khang yin ro tu bi yo ma re s den ta tan de te se den ne jo wa sta na ma re ta ta chi se
So of course that there are not a single being who is not subjected to the birth, old age, sickness, and death. But the whole point of the talk is that we are not saying that we are not subjected to birth, old age, sickness, and death, but rather those things, particularly...
But
rather that we try to learn to understand or look at in a better way that all those things, particularly sickness and death, should not overwhelm our mind. And not being overwhelmed, one must know or learn how to deal with that very fact of birth, old age, sickness, and death particularly. And in addition to such, always understanding that the ultimate nature is there when you're alive or when you're dead. So that becomes a very important part to believe or understand rather than being totally overwhelmed by the whole idea of sickness and death. And now there's some time for the questions, and I'd like to request who asks questions, please say a little louder so that I can hear better. Thank you very much. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen? Any questions? Yes?
It would seem like when you... at the moment of death, when you're just consciousness and you don't have a body anymore, and you can't breathe or see, or I can just suppose these things, then it would be really frightening. How can you recognize what's going on? How can you know what to do?
I love that. This one's again, and the canal say at Naturis. Manga chicket is some gyores. And a Casaure Shitsauke, then in Nam Shitige, Ton Tokumar, Kotokumar, Kayanse Tokumar, Sambasiores. Then there manis. Some sing until some Jimmy Cabegi and then Champiores. Tanda, Kalanga seven, I sing and run to get then a Chidange, then a shaggy, make the shaggy, Amjo Kotuyagi, the neck than the Yamanis. Yena ya sem de la tele hazage ha kosunga bena ton ben kai bet ton tu kai koto bet zum pasi ane kona bena chö tamje ge nelu to tu bet ge ne ba ji yores des on za yindu 시작에 빼는 가는 쪽에 믹독스 드시는 통금인 동안 된 든데스 매도 통배 된데 요마레스 하고서가 되다 남바콘도 코란 쌤 코란 게 빼나 살로게란 시스템 된다 직 드셔야 이거 그래서
아 the majority of people believing that the all the capacity of our five senses, ability to see, ability to hear, ability to smell, taste, and so forth, is very much with the physical doors or openings such as eye and ear. And so when they lose such at the time of death, as majority believing that, that developed, as we talked earlier, developed a tremendous sense of fear of how could we recognize, how, what would see, who would experience, since we do not have eye and ear to hear at that moment. That is exactly what is the weakness of not knowing the quality, the nature of the mind. Mind's quality or capacity is beyond any imagination. And because of that, at present, our capacity of the senses, ability to see, is limited. Limited in a sense, when you just put something across your eyes, that limits your vision. It's limited. But at the time of death, at the time of death, the nature of the actual mind's capacity is that it is limitless. Its capacity to understand, the capacity to see becomes so limitless, nothing can really prevent. So that is the quality of the mind, which is always defined as luminosity, clear, because it is so clear and luminous. And that's why the nature of mind is always referred, the or essential quality, nature of mind is always being referred as a luminous clarity. The clarity referring to
self-seeing is a self-seeing signal to cancer.
And that is the capacity to comprehend. Again, that clarity or the luminosity is a natural, natural clarity. So it is the capacity of the mind is beyond imagination.
This one's a shadow, make the amjoyo marti in a tilatsky or this.
So that time that that person do not have a physical ears and eyes, but the mind has its own capacity to comprehend or understand, the awareness and even audibility is there too.
Bena ngusu ge julu shara ge yomara de yina ya tasem ge nelu de pardu ge sem ge nelu to ma thumna tasem ge ran shi we sa wa tin su yona ba to ma thumna ya tani dik kapsula sem khorang ge ta ya se sha we ge yi ge lu se ya ji ngusu shara le thu ba ji yomara de yina ya ta su su ge lu yi sam ba ji ge tin de ji yong ge yora es.
So the unimaginable quality of the mind is there when you have again recognized, experience the nature of mind or ultimate nature of the mind. If one is dealing with the ordinary state, unable to recognize very nature or the ultimate mind, still the mind has what is called as imaginary body, that time, which is not again like a flesh, blood, and bone that we have now, but very similar to the very formation that we have now. That imagination body or imaginary body exists at the state of Bado. That is referred to the, again, when you are in the state of, when you have not recognized the ultimate nature of mind, and thereafter, as a result of the habitual patterns in this life and that of previous life, you have that imaginary body.
Until you found the physical body.
Oh.
Until. 好呀。
It's not necessarily to be frightened in sense of Vipassana, because that clarity to understand what is going on.
Mm-hmm. 단독 스탠바 덴부치는 야구시라 해야 그랬어.
If one has developed the concentration, you know, peaceful mind, it's there.
아니, 그냥 냠내 야구지, 제토바지. 냠내 야구지, 근데 이나, 반다 냠내 때는 매번 용구래요. 냠내 야구지, 예배 이나야, 갑자기 스탠바 덴부 매나? 아니 안다단 직다단테니 파 가서 오래 착바단테니 이게 다 가서 준비치다래서나 100만에서 냠내 유나야.
So that's a main key.
세단 빅캡슐라 테니 소수기다 셈트 템부시 고요.
That main point that the reason why the tranquility or concentration is necessary to be developed. And when you have concentration, then the possibility to concentrate on the positive state of mind at the time of death. Suppose that even if you have been practicing in your life, a living state, and you have not developed a concentration, and at the very last moment of death, some reason or something causes you to experience a tremendous fear or attachment, passion, anger, whatever. If that causes, regardless of the practice that you have done, that again you are unable to experience the experience or recognize the nature of mind as not having that concentration. Or being interrupted from the concentration.
Okay.
The imagination body you speak of at the time of death, or shortly after the time of death, will that be used in deity practice during the Bardo? That imagination body that we have?
Kazu.
단지 제 강의 다음에 루 인구
줄루
줄루 지어로
줄루 이 줄루
이 줄루 지어로 대신에 봐도 단다 시차도니 대신 봐도 지금 봐도 내 손데 대신 봐도 그 노래도 가도 같이 차도 참 이제 봐도 노래
다 조디 바로도 바로도 조 다 조는 뭐지 전부 숨치기 요래 대신 바로도 당보다 200 값으로 다 당보다 200 값으로 또 되네 쌤 코랑기 내룩디 차라리 연구 얘도 또 엄마한테 다 그렇게 나와래요. 디 값으로 연구요 말해. 되네 디 소수고 옷이 맞도 되네 바로도 숨 봤어야 돼. 쓰바 바도 써야 돼. 쓰기 어려워. 되네 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 가서 오래 단다. 다 바로도 당분이 이동 옷이 맞도 그러봐. 되네 쓰바 바도 숨 봤어야 돼. 되네 겨와 배나 디기 나와 다다 다 마시 마시 베기 나와 텐수 시아네 당부 텐수 시아 텐 디값으로 이루스메 용구 여러바 제네테니 베데 소소 메신들 간체 여부 텐수 시아 다 텐수 바로 순번에 용구 여러스 제네테니 간지 겨와 제마 테니 디차도 테니 겨와 제메기 테니 박사 텐수 준비기 양 요네 텐 남시디 말만 받으라
Yes, that again, that Bardo here is divided or classified into three levels. And again, which we'll explain more detailedly after noon, but generally on the first and second stage of the Bardo, that one is really dealing with the natural state of mind without the imaginative body. First and second stage. And that is the principally upon the purity of the mind. But when one fails to recognize that very natural state of the ultimate mind on the first and second stage, on the third stage of Bardo, then one again that experiences, which is known as the Bardo of existence. Every habitual pattern, every experience that you have had in this lifetime of existence returns, and therefore, as such, you develop that imaginative body form, And everything becomes very similar, or experience becomes very similar during the state where you are in this samsara. And from there onward, as next Rinpoche explains, then the consciousness or this mind sometimes again seeks the rebirth. And so it goes from that body of existence to the birth.
You spoke that the images during the Garda, that everyone has the same images. People have reported after death experiences, or when they near death experiences, different images. For example, people who are Christians during their life, when they feel they're dying, would see Christian images. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, to the syllabus. Pöyük lüksü miksiz kamarız. Pöyül tindiriz için yükdeni ya yomar var. Yomar. Tisir var da, dodu?
Tisir, tisir.
Ceydan, yine ya, di bana tatçik duki. Tönda, kalsa göre pöyük lüksü tartı tongu var da, tindiriz ki yomarız. Kanji, sem korangi, denin, na, mangabale, denin, yedem kılazunramine, şergi yori. Di, kandes şermasyati, The Karishiata engine in the shirt and the shirts, and it makes so goya kaya your money. They call the chargy or is. In a tissue of the kid loves it. In a touchy and do it under Yedam Gala, Jingana Society, mix a touchy to Pug Luxus Kaya Maris. Pilt and Jake mix a kaya your money.
That really supports everything that we have been saying this morning. It does not really contradict to the Bardo state, and it actually supports the idea that after death, that the consciousness or the mind continues, and there is the experience, and the experience is possible of many different aspects of the experience. And the whole yidam or deity that you see on the Thangka painting or such must not look at them as a Tibetan tradition. Because it is not Tibetan tradition, we do not see any in Tibet, those sort of yidams running in country of Tibet. So therefore, it is understood it's not Tibetan tradition, but at the same time, it must be also understood that at the time or after death, you only experience exactly the way it is on the Thangka painting. The whole idea is here, after death or Bardo state, is that there is Bardo state where the mind never dies. It has the capacity to experience all different aspects, and so therefore... And in short, that mind, essential nature of mind doesn't cease. So that's supposed.
This one's a Kande Sharta Masher Kikaya Yamaris Kanji Semgendam Manga Batele.
And what you experience is not the really question. The question after death, what you are experiencing or what form, and is not the question. What is the question here is that mind does not cease, and as a result of such, they experience.
Between the mind and the brain, in those situations where brain damage has caused a disappearance of awareness, insight, and in some cases,
consciousness. Bena tatanda ngarandu sumbu ge nega sula tene sem ge tendi lu ge chigi yores 아고송아 샘기 때인데 루기 책이 여두 대송자 되네 배나 책이 여아래 되네 샘 고란라 가서 그래 디 여바이나야 고란라 되네 고랑기 초네 되네 배나 간이나야 하코토바 시에바 살토바 여바이나야 고란 루이틀란자리 여두 아니 치록 유라 njube nekab sula tene semti lutel ten njube yores tesonza yindu ta pena ngana zleban da bchina tene pena da ti lugna ne sochi chege yores ha go so a pena za da ti da tun ro dang tone des yeta tel tene yung yores yena yang ane ti yul njuba tanda lug nekab sula tene brain da kyon shon do ti ti jundu de da pena ma se ba da chig yoya thi ha ko songa chi dang gi ngana jin jig ding dan de gi yulun ju ba len yoga yar ma to ten sem khona ga khaya me ba ji ten de ji ka ma no ngo he chan yon to mi ngo yar ma des ju ko song ma
that's again exactly as explained earlier that during the leaving state when we are leaving as explained that the possibility of experiencing the ultimate or the natural state of mind was less because when we are alive, as we have explained, although the mind has that unimaginable quality of understanding, knowing everything on its it has that quality. But when we are alive, as we have explained earlier, that mind has developed a relationship with body. As such, having developed a relationship with the body, although it has all the quality of knowing, understanding everything, it has to function through the body, having developed that relationship. And therefore, functioning through body, in another words, is at present, when we are alive, that mind is dependent on the function or dependent on the body. Therefore, as the mind is dependent on the body, although mind itself do not experience any defects, but due to some defect of the nerve system, as the physical body, the principal part of our body, which is like a brain, when the any misfunction of the nerve system,
and you'll enjoy matuba.
Leads one, prevents one to experience the better understanding or incapable of such many things because the mind has to function through the body. But mind itself has not really experienced any defect out of such, but the body's system has experienced the defect, therefore it cannot function as naturally or as normal.
Bena, you can fix use. 간데지레스나 아 마라랑게 냠뇽라 데네 카시지 좋스 베차샤베나 미카시 코라 메세텔라 데네 셈바 마데와 차네 뇨딩게 데네 요레스 아고스마 다 코라 제네 이나레 담 카다 간상 그 손에 뇨네 다 코라 마시 바돌라 뇨네 셈바 초마 셈바 텐더부지 이나 tene bena tuk tene bena nganasta bena phawai na nangba da phawai na tene me de shire ndu ta lama thil ke ta chene ta ji quran la ngodu nda bu che ta khai na sam ta ya tene molam jap tene chene thil ke ta ngyo ba che ta tuk sta yon du tene ngone ge quran ge ta shibe ge ne ge tu ne ta ngana zu she yo re bena uk ta ma su na re be ge ga ne chi u che na u che ma che paru share your ba tene tende ge kapsu chena tuksi ngone ya usta yong wi na te tende che kapsu tene khrang ge na sa thi che dan tu jung sem ba dem ma de ti tende le go do wa des ha go song a le ne ji ka so ra tu jung nyom ba ge ze kan ju yin ji sing te ma yin ba ji tende ko na sem ba so sem ba ji yong ge yo res te ka re res du ta ba na sem di lu ti ting do ne ba ge kapsu la tene bena kare ine yulun jukudu lusum den dewa ton jukugu yore ta lusum te lubu tele kha kha zine sa ga tonere kha ine gyun ji yore ba 당원에게 답변은 시외 그 내가 뭐라고 텐데스 레이온데 다 코란 쌤데 코란 루테다 바 다른 그런 로이온데 근데 그런 슈 코란 세버 됐다 코란 게 이제 가서 그래 녀바 대차대 봐서 그러지 근데 땡땡이 올라였어
For that question that I'd like to share you my just personal experience. And that is to say that someone who is born with a mentally disturbed condition or after birth they unfortunately experienced such a disease that led to again imbalance of mental and as such throughout their life from early childhood or from the birth until death that they were imbalanced mentally or this person is imbalanced mentally. Now again in the East by the virtue of Dharma when any individual dies that they always calls a teacher or lama as you are familiar with requesting them to introduce this individual to the Bado state and also doing prayer sadhanas of many such and again explaining about death that death takes upon oneself in a very gradual step which is called that outer breath when it sees that inner actual inner death is not happened but when the breath ceases it's not that person is not completely dead so as such that if you examine carefully that the capacity of the person reaction the capacity of the person's understanding in their normal life because of being imbalanced they could not take they could not understand they could not comprehend what the teacher said in the normal life but at the moment of the death particularly when the external the breath is being seized but the inner such a, that is not occur the person becomes totally normal and comprehending every teaching. It shows that that moment, the separation between mind and body is occurring. Before that, as we have talked earlier, that mind being needing to depend on body or body system, it could not function normally. And now, in about or in a state of the separation, one could function on its own, on the mind's aspect, without depending upon the system of body. So that is the total evidence such that the mind remains undefected from such. So therefore that brain is really important when we are alive. There is the system is from the brain is to the nerve system. And so, it is a really part of body.
To see the true nature of mind, is it also easier to improve in developing bodhicitta and to not escape the rebirth, but to ensure rebirth in which one can benefit of a being? Is there a process? Is it just by intention? Or is there a specific practice
that's done before in order to use the Bardo's state for that purpose? When the Bardo comes from Oshie Tobaina, that's the same thing. That makes case the same thing. When the same thing is the same thing, then the same thing is the same thing. The Hindu, Shendun, Shenbeng, Semham, Shendun, Rangshuk Sanji, Trinity, Yunguyores. And that, they are, that, and that, not the Shigre, than the Pardo Rimbatar to get, Then so say Moshi Yim Shindula, then Kusum Jergio or his Tambu Capsula, Moshi Ton Chugo, Long Tukus, and Rembedrick.
That too will come this afternoon. But actually, yes, it is definitely the case that in the Bardo state, when you have the greater opportunity to experience the very nature of the mind, and the very nature of mind, or recognizing the very nature of mind, is like the ultimate state, and the ultimate state is the ultimate bodhicitta. And ultimate bodhicitta is really very much benefiting all living beings. So it happens, includes within the recognizing of or experiencing of the very nature of mind, the cultivation, experience of the bodhicitta also happened that in the ultimate state. But again, the more detailed explanation will come this afternoon on the Bardo state. During the talk, of the three kayas, how one again experiences different kayas of such at that time, that will be explained more elaborately.
Is the dream body the same as the imagination body, or is it only part of the imagination body, or is it
different? Yes. Kota Kasore Bana Ringtuna Masunarba.
Of course the difference is the again the time and the otherwise.
Inaya process masnachigores.
Oh.
Koranchidang process the chigores.
And the sensation feeling very same.
I have a question about what our mind really is. There's a place within the brain that we perceive memory. If that part of the brain is destroyed, every moment feels like the first moment of awakening. There's a place in our brain where we perceive emotion, and that has to be in harmony with other parts of our brain. When we die, recognizing that the mind is separate from the body, how are the perceptions different? Does it still have the same aspects?
It's humorous. You know, you're part of the capsule. How goes on? Negapsula, but Kagaravas. Tandig, Tanagaran, you get better physical. Dulunising Benus Yamale. Then, Benatan Garanzu, Tambukos, the Yilun of Shabin, Yilutia, Benatagas, some Korang, the Swish of Jerem, Mato Tandit in Nising, Benamu to the Vatin de Yamartin, Sosores.
That the period when we are alive, even with the knowledge that mind and body are not one, even with the understanding that they are separate, would not help you to function mind on its own. Because we are alive, and therefore mind has that connection or dependence upon the body, mind has to function through. Function through the body, through, I don't know this preposition whether it's proper to use, but from or through the body. And the reason why mind has to function through the body is that it has developed that connection and that bond between the body and mind. So at present, the experience of seeing happens since the mind is dependent on the body through the eyeball. But the seeing is not really happening from the eyeballs. The seeing is possible. The mind has that capacity to be aware, to understand without the eyeballs.
That eye opening. Mixing chikche ani ani tena sukti dre samje gi sheba chen yul wang bu sheba chen yuan she sum se yo ti cha da di gin zin ba de yo re yes
so as such that mind is so dependent or function through body that our present state of experience deals with very much three aspects. I, that you think through I, you are able to see. Now you have to have an object that I can see. And then there's the consciousness of the meeting of the object and your vision and experiencing, I have seen. So it happens in the three levels, seeing the object of see, what you have seen, and experience that settles down as seer. That happens because we have a relation or the grasping towards this physical body, but awareness, seeing, is not necessarily has to do through the very eyeball or the opening of eyes. Or that the experience in our life and at the experience in the Bado differs in that manner.
Diye tam je zepa nye tam nye nye be dana Diye ga na je pa lai chupa ye se tu men jo wa chupa